All right, we are mem. We are mem. This is a every teaching, very crucial, but something that this teaching unfortunately really gets lost today, and we'll see what I'm talking about. Lekabel achrayos amaseinu, to accept responsibility for our actions, a lost art, as they say. We find the Torah describes the sins of the greatest people, but often chamur, in a very stringent, harsh way. Even if in reality they only sinned in a very small detail. L'mashal katuv, vaygaf Hashem et ha'am al asher asu et ha'egel asher asa Aaron. Hashem struck the nation because they did the eagle which Aaron had made. We could spend hours talking about that. Even though Aaron didn't make the eagle himself. We find with the sale of Joseph, Yosef, the Torah describes the brothers had great jealousy of him and they sold him. The Torah doesn't say explicitly that they did a beisdin. And the brothers paskened that he was chayv misa. V'chein katuv, it says in Bereishis, v'yishkav et Bila pilgash aviv, that Reuven slept with Bila, the father is a pilegesh. V'amru Chazal tells, Maseches Shabbat, kol me Reuven chata, eino ela toa. Whoever says that Reuven sinned is only mistaken. V'chein amru b'vnei Eli, v'nei Shmuel, v'davra melech. We see the Torah is very, very, very harsh with our great ones. Even if they did not perform such a harsh, harsh sin, such a harsh, harsh action. Tremendous, tremendous language against our Gedolei Olam. Comes down hard. Why? Venira, this is gorgeous. Venira she'tor melamedet otanu she'adam sarich lekabel achrayos gemura amasav. A person needs to take full responsibility for his actions. The lost art. Lo levake shitmalot el hodo el emes. Not to look out excuses. Oh, but this. Oh, but that. It was the teacher. It was this. It was that. Etc. No, but to admit the truth. We live in a generation where everybody tries to excuse themselves from punishments that are fitting for them, that are appropriate for them. They make excuses of lying, of deceit. Even though they deserve a certain punishment, a certain course of action, they make excuses. Similarly, many people justify their inappropriate actions. This is so true. Betainos shonos with different claims. Kagon shetonim shezet tivo. They say, what could I do? It's my nature. So I lashed out. I punched the guy in the face. You know what? I'm sorry. I was born with a temper. Sorry. You know, they steal something. I'm sorry. I just have an inclination. I love to steal. What could I tell you? It's not my fault. I was born this way. Oh, shezet michamas ruch shtus shabo. I don't know. Something of craziness. This crazy state of mind overtook me. Or this is because my parents raised me this way. Leave me alone. Or the people I grew up around. Always make excuses if we mess up. It's my parents, it's the community, it's society, it's everybody except myself. This is the opposite of the Torah's way. Everybody has free will. It says in the Torah, person is obligated to fix himself. Litgaber al Yitzro, overcome his Yitzro Hara. Vim lav, and if not, nachshav l'chote, then he is a sinner. Of course, we have to do tshuva. Can't use our base inclinations as excuses. We can't use society, the way our parents raise us. It comes down to one word, excuse. It's an excuse. I was born that way. Vim adam nechshal, sarich lahodos shechata. And if a person does mess up, you have to admit, we messed up. And that starts the process. And that begins the tshuva process and the refining process. But to make excuses to say, it's not my fault, I didn't do it, it's not so bad, it's justifications, it's excuses, and it leads to nowhere. And it's not emes. V'zeo ma shechashu b'nei Hashem. This is what Hashem deems very important. K'mo she'nemar, Yehuda, ata yoducha achecha, your brothers will acknowledge you. Perish akli yakar, v'zeo l'shono, l'fisha ata Yehuda, hodis b'maise tamar, Kahora Hashem Yehuda, because Yehuda admitted in the care in the Maisa with Tamar, Satka Mimeni, he admitted his actions. Akein Mida Kenegamida, therefore Mida Kenegamida, Yoducha Achecha, his brothers will admit to him, they'll acknowledge him, they'll recognize him. Yodu l'chala malchus. They'll acknowledge you're the king, v'lo yevushu, and they will not be ashamed to say so. So something to really take, before we start shifting fingers, before we start blaming people, we always have to say, am I owning up to what I did? Shkoch Gadol.